David Ford. David Ford, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I suppose if I was a football commentator, I would be saying Given, Hamilton, Weir, O'Neill, Hazard, Sugden, O'Mullier, McIlveen, and the team captains cheekily referred to now as Marlene. It's a heck of a team.
Well, we will see whether it's a heck of a team or not. The issue is not how well things sound on day one when names are announced. The issue is how well the team actually gets its act together, plays as a team, works as a team, scores goals as a team, if we're going to continue that sporting analogy.
Will you be sniping or will you be analysing?
We will certainly not be sniping from the Alliance benches. We will be analysing. I made it very clear yesterday when clearly there were some comments being passed around the new Minister of Justice in particular, her age and her gender. And I said the Alliance team would not judge her on her age or on her gender, but how she performs continuing the very significant programme of reform that I had the pleasure of leading for the last 6 years. And that will be a crucial test, because there are very difficult issues ahead of every department, most notably justice.
You did say that actually on this programme about 10 days ago when I suggested that Clare Sugden might be too young. I said,
well, I was trying to be polite and not remind you that you made that slightly ageist comment, Frank.
Yes, well, as I say, she is 29, and I also emphasise it doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. Someone who's 29 with no experience. If I came into this company and I was 29 years old, there is no way that someone in the company would say to me, Frank, be the assistant managing director. We think you're the man for it. That's exactly what's happened with Clare Sugden. They've just picked a person and said, okay, listen, you do it.
Well, there's no doubt that Clare Sugden was picked by the First Minister and Deputy First Minister because she made things easiest for them, because Alliance was quite prepared to nominate a Minister of Justice to continue the work that I'd been doing, provided we had some guarantees of reforms to the way the system of government worked to ensure that it worked better and we didn't have, in particular, the abuse of the petition of concern, and provided we made real changes to ensure that society moved forward and we build a united community here. Now, those were key issues for Alliance. We had in the past had reasonable security about issues which were particularly relevant for the justice programme, but we felt that any justice minister had to ensure that things were moving forward in a better way more generally. That's what we felt was absolutely needed. That's what the DUP and Sinn Féin rejected. So therefore, they had the right to go and find whoever made life easier for them. And clearly, at least yesterday, Clare Sugden made life easier for them.
So is there a suggestion that nearly anybody could be a justice minister?
Well, I'm not going to disparage Clare Sugden to that extent to say nearly anybody could, but I am on record in saying I couldn't have done the job, particularly in the very difficult early years of devolution actually being embedded. I said I couldn't have done the job without the support of a party group in the Assembly, the wider party around me, and a very good special advisor who knew both the party and systems of government. It would clearly be up to Clare Sugden to demonstrate now how she manages when she doesn't have certainly the party issues, and I'm not sure how she will manage, because I don't think she could get as good a special advisor as I had.
Just remind me what the annual salary is for it.
That's a very good question. The annual salary, if I recall correctly, the extra that somebody gets for being a minister as opposed to the ordinary MLA salary is £38,000.
So my maths is never very good, but when Clare managed to get the 3,000 votes that elected her to the Assembly, she qualified for a salary of 49,000, is that right?
Yes, I think it's 49,000 is the new salary for an MLA.
Yes.
And then it's an additional 38,000 for being a minister.
So the Deputy First Minister called her into the office and said, Miss Sugden, we really need you here and you're on 49 grand. We're going to give you a job that will earn you 87 grand. Would you like to take it? And she said, I'll have to think about this. How much of her thinking do you think was influenced by the fact that she's going to make a fortune out of being the Justice Minister?
You're asking me to be quite disparaging about her. I don't think it is fair to suggest that's her motivation. I might have doubts as to whether she has the support networks to do what I believe needs to be done, but I'm certainly not going to suggest that she's just doing it for financial motivation.
Well, let me put it another way. I would have done it for financial motivation. If someone said to me, Frank, you're on 49 grand, we're going to put you on 87,000, what do you think? I would say, I'm your man. I wouldn't even need to think about it overnight.
Yeah, but then you see politicians are so much more honourable than journalists are. Sorry, you walked into that one.
I'm laughing heartily here. You don't have to be honourable to want a larger salary.
No, but you. I mean, you, if I was going to turn it back personally, I could have said, then I would have offered to continue doing the job. And there's absolutely no doubt that if I had offered to continue doing the job without what I believed and my colleagues believed were the necessary conditions for an Alliance Minister to continue, then I could have continued to receive that salary. Indeed, I actually believe if you go back before 2010, that we could probably have had an Alliance Minister in post earlier than actually happened if we'd been willing to put forward somebody who would have simply run messages on behalf of the First Minister and Deputy First Minister. And it's a pretty good salary for being a messenger boy. But we had principles around the way the issue would be done, and we wanted to make sure that we had something which would work and which would deliver before I first took the job. And just the same way, this week, we wanted to have something that would work and would deliver better for the people of Northern Ireland. That wasn't accepted by others, so we didn't go forward. We could have taken the money, given it to one of the other members of the team, even if it wasn't me, but I don't think that would have been right.
So is Claire a messenger girl?
Well, she will have to see how she goes. There is no doubt that some of the early optics yesterday, I don't remember that I ever walked into the Great Hall flanked by Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness to be announced. If I recall correctly, the announcement that I would accept nomination was made when I walked with Alliance colleagues towards the microphones and said that on the basis of assurances we had received about a reform programme for the Department of Justice, Alliance was prepared to nominate a minister. But, you know, she is where she is. It's now for Claire's job to show that she can deliver. She can actually do the difficult task which lies ahead. She can take the difficult decisions which exist across every bit of the Department of Justice's work. And she can stand up to what will undoubtedly be pressures coming in from all kinds of different sides.
Yeah, so when you look at it like that, chances are she's going to earn every penny she's getting. She'd be run ragged.
Well, I'm not sure. You're suggesting I've been run ragged over 6 years.
But I think the big difference is you had the party, whereas yes. She is independent.
No,
I go back to my original point. If I came through the door of this building at 29 years of age, I wouldn't be made the second in command or third in command of UTV. It would just be nonsense on behalf of the managing director to elevate someone who's just arrived in with no experience. But our political masters are able to do that.
Well, and the Assembly voted because members of the DUP and Sinn Féin voted to elect an independent unionist of 2 years' experience as the Minister of Justice. That is their decision they took. To one extent, they have to justify why they felt she was the appropriate person for the job. And Martin McGuinness and Simon Hamilton made brief speeches in the Assembly yesterday, as well as the press conference that was done. She has to be able to show that she can deliver. And as I said in the Assembly chamber, we bear her no personal ill will, but we will certainly be holding her to account to ensure that the good work which I believe has been done over the last 6 years in what is certainly one of the two most difficult departments continues. It's probably the case that health, like justice, also has what I described as events. For those of your listeners who are old enough to remember Harold Macmillan's comment on what could happen, events. Justice and health are in a different league from other departments and have really difficult issues to deal with no certainty as to when particular events will happen.
A lot of people are saying it's uncharted territory, it's exciting times, it's all change and there's a vibrance. Is it an exciting venture that Alliance is going to feel that they're on the periphery of now?
Oh, no, we certainly will not be on the periphery of it. I mean, I remember I spent 12 years from 98 to 2010 in opposition. I was leader of the opposition at that stage it had no formal recognition until I became minister. So I know there can be an excitement for participation at that level. I certainly will miss the excitement of sitting at the executive table hearing other ministers knocking spots off each other, but that's life. You have other things to do, to concentrate on the constituency, to concentrate on whatever committee work I get here, and to certainly, as an ex-minister, look to ensure that the good work which was done under my tenure continues.
Will they knock spots off each other now that there's really only two parties?
Well, that's an interesting point, because there were certainly occasions around the executive table when the DUP and Sinn Féin chose to gang up together on other people. But there were also occasions when there were some fairly distinct differences between them at the executive table. Now, in the absence of any other party now, apart from an independent unionist minister, it may be that things are even less actually comes to the executive table, and even more is fixed between the First Minister's office and the Deputy First Minister's office before the executive formally rubber stamps things. We'll just have to see.
Well, we'll certainly be keeping a close eye. Always a pleasure speaking to you, David. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, Frank.
David Ford, leader of the Alliance Party. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.